بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the etiquettes of speech, it is haram to speak ill or make ghibah of even small children or insane persons or even non-Muslims, and to deliberately listen to ghibah is as if you are making the ghibah yourself. If ghibah is taking place in a gathering, then you should immediately leave or stop the others from speaking ill of others. Juniors should not call their seniors by their names. They should adopt a name of or a title of respect and honor. When meeting someone casually, example along the road or by chance, do not engage in a topic which will not be able to complete in a short while, in the short while that you are with them. If by the time of separating the topic has not been concluded, you will either waste your time to complete the story, waste time by completing the story, or you will depart with the story unfinished. This leaves the listener in suspense and in doubt. If a person mistakes you for another, then immediately rectify him and state your identity. In case he tells you something that you are not supposed to be hearing, or in the presence of others, do not use such terms which they consider uncultured. Express yourself in a cultured way. The example is given here of going to the bathroom. Use the words, the call of nature, instead of using uncultured words. Where the company consists of three persons, two should not speak by whispering to one another and leave the third one out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited this in the hadith. Says if there are two persons, then they should not speak separately from the other third, where the third person cannot hear. And this will also apply if two of the persons speak in a language that the third person does not understand, because this would be leaving him out or make him think that you are talking about him. While two persons are speaking, a third person should not interrupt, nor should he present his views unless he was asked to do so. So you should not disturb somebody else's conversation or add your two cents if it is not needed without permission. Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah.